Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back with you, KMOX at your service. Tom Ackerman hanging out with us, talking all things St. Louis sports. We've done Cardinals from Jupiter. Now let's do some St. Louis City from Jupiter. Tom, we've got a 2-0 team on our hands that I don't think anybody expected. What has this been like for you watching this whole thing unfold?
Sure is fun. I mean, they go into Austin with no fear, and they get the win, and then they come home, and that was not easy to do. To come back to, I know it sounds like it was a big party for the team, but think about it, there's a little pressure there now. You know, you got all this build up and hype and ownership's out on the field and, you know, everybody's lining up on the pitch and they have this big opening ceremony and it's the new stadium and it looks amazing. And it was, the whole day was great. And then you better go out there and play well.
Yep.
You know, I think they're relieved, to be honest, that they went out and they won the game against Charlotte 3-1. And you could tell, I talked to Bradley Carnell, the head coach of St. Louis City SC, that at the start of the game, at the start of that match, they were, you know, a little, didn't play all that well. And I think they were a little tight and that they were able to get going and play their attacking style. And eventually they fed off of Charlotte mistakes. Charlotte had an own goal, headed in a goal, a ball into their own goal. And then, you know, later they get the PK and score. And then Klaus with his steal and score to give them a 3-1 lead. Roman Berkey stands up for his team and then plays really well in net. And it's just overall just a great experience. Now they're going to have to deal with some raised expectations because I think everybody's going to think now that they can do this every week. And this seems like
a trap. Yeah. You go to Portland, one of the toughest atmospheres in the league, a team that's always good. They play a little bit different style than what City's faced so far. This just seems really dangerous.
Yeah, they're going to, you know, Portland's going to play back a little bit. They're going to play a defensive style. They're going to let City come to them and then capitalize on mistakes. Now, if you go up to Portland, because that's as good as an organization as they have in MLS. You go up to Portland and win, people are going to be like, what the heck is going on here? I mean, this team's 3-0, but it is fun. And you know, I sat there at the game on Saturday, and I thought, you know, this atmosphere is so good, but and I'm sorry that some people missed it, but it's going to be the same thing every time. I mean, I think if you want to go, I wouldn't worry that you weren't at the home opener. I think every match is going to be like that. I think it's going to be a fun atmosphere. And in fact, it'll even grow. I think it's going to be fun outside. I think it'll be fun inside the stadium. And I think as soccer fans start to teach the casual sports fan about this sport and more people start to understand what's going on out there, I think the crowd will be even louder and better than it was, which was electric. But I think the St. Louis fan understands and will learn the sport, and it'll be that much better. And actually, if you look, you know, the MLS Cup, the best team gets to host it. There is no neutral site. You host it at your stadium. Portland just did that very thing. So, you know, this is fun to see this all come together. I think it's going to be a big, big thing for our city for a long time.
Get more into the atmosphere in that stadium. For those of us who were not fortunate enough to have a ticket last Saturday night, you know, you saw it on TV, and if you shelled out the bucks for the MLS package, which that's another thing we can talk about. But if you saw it on TV, you could sense it. But it was a game on TV. Being there was what? Was this a hockey playoff feel, a Cardinal playoff feel? Is there something else you can compare it to? A college football game at its most hyped. What did it feel like to you that somebody who's not been to a professional soccer match before can maybe draw from as a parallel?
Yeah, a combination of all three, honestly. I mean, a Blues playoff atmosphere is pretty intense. I don't know that it was that necessarily. It was that sort of energy. But not the urgency of, you know, we have to win this kind of thing at a Blues playoff atmosphere is amazing. I think it had the Cardinals home opener feel combined with a good college football game atmosphere of just the festive, you know, everybody together. You felt like you're part of something. And you know, the supporter section would be like the student section of a college football game. It has these high raised seating areas. It's but like what's the word I'm looking for? The angle of the seating, the elevation of it is the highest you're allowed to do. So they're like right on top of the pitch. And then there's this metal canopy that surrounds the crowd. So the noise is coming from the supporter section, and then the metal canopy above it sort of reverberates the noise back down. So that side with the drums and the flags, and they release this like smoke when they score. I mean, it's really, really cool. But everybody else starts to pick up on their chants. So it sort of runs around the stadium. And the stadium is the star. The stadium's the star of the night. It's a $458 million stadium for a reason. It is state-of-the-art. I think that they have done their homework. I thought that the flow of it was really great. There were not long lines to go to the bathroom or to get food. I guess the only time that would be like the rush at halftime. But even then, I thought that it seemed very comfortable. But during the match, when people are watching, that's when you go out, you grab a beer, and you can actually just walk right up to a counter or little table and watch from the concourse. Like there, you can see from everywhere. It's great. Perfect.
So you don't have to worry about that feeling like it's a soccer game. There might be two goals in the whole darn thing.
Yeah,
and if I happen to go get my beer, I'm going to miss one. I'm going to shoot myself.
Exactly. It's not like a Blues game or a Cardinals game that when you leave the seating area, Cardinals maybe not as much if you're out. You can see some of the field out in the outfield and the Budweiser Terrace and all that. But, you know, you can actually jump out. You don't have to be in your seat to enjoy a city match. I watched from a lot of different areas. I didn't even have a seat. I had a press pass, but I was just walking around trying to get it from different vantage points and really enjoyed that atmosphere. So it's a great stadium. They've done a terrific job. I thought the music was really good. I thought that the visual presentation and the scoreboard and everything is easy to read, and It's very, very well done. I think it's a great experience. I think it is family friendly and also very party friendly. So I think for both, if you want to go out with your friends and Uber down there and hit it hard and have a great time, you'll be able to do that. If you want to go down there with your kids and enjoy a nice atmosphere, I think you can absolutely do that. I think they've done a very, very nice job here.
I cannot wait. I've got tickets next month. Finally, we got this far into a conversation in the middle of March Madness without talking college basketball. So let's dip in real fast. You're a Billiken guy, so we'll start there. The SLU Billikens winning big today. Is this a team? Is this a team that can pull off the conference tournament miracle yet again? They've done it before, and you know, this time I guess a 4 seed, something like that. They probably were favored more early in the year. Is this that team that can maybe do it again, shock everybody, and get into the tournament?
Yes, yes, they can, and I'm going to tell you why. So I'll give you a little backstory too about me today. So I did the morning show today. And I said to myself, actually, I said it to Matt Pauly the other day down here. I said, you know, we really haven't had like a big story, breaking story down here in a little while. And so I'm kind of curious to see if something will come up. Well, lo and behold, guess who shows up today?
Alberto.
Pujols. Yeah. So Pujols shows up. So that was kind of we split our duties today. So Matt covered the game and I covered Pujols. So Pujols, I waited around for him to come out of the building. He comes out, gives me and some others a big hug. Great to see him. Answers all of our questions. The reporters, we talk to him. And so I go back to our media room. We have our own little conference room that KMOX uses. Knock out all the stories, do edit, send it back to the newsroom, do everything I have to do on the Pujols story. And I watched a little bit of the game against Nicaragua, kept my eye on my watch, and I'm like, I'm going to go watch this Billikens game. So I went to go find a TV. I turned on USA, and I watched the game today. And they started out a little slow, and then their offense kicked into gear and their defense at the same time, as well as I've seen all year. And I started to think, this NCAA tournament can't go on without Yuri Collins. At some point, the tournament's got to have Yuri Collins in it. Collins is too good of a player for people to miss. We can't let this guy go through his entire college career in America not see the best point guard in the country. Yuri Collins is a special talent that I think needs to be displayed in March Madness. And to do that, they're going to have to beat an excellent team on Saturday in VCU. VCU is a smothering defensive team. But the way that SLU played offense today against a good George Mason team, and yeah, Travis Ford will tell you their defense ran that I didn't hear specifically what he said after the game, but I'm sure it was something along the lines of, I'm going to go listen to it, that he was so happy with their defensive intensity. But their offense was seamless today. I think a perfect example of that is Yuri Collins, we know, can make great passes, but there were some moments where they were doing this and Yuri was not the one making all the big passes. They were cutting, finding each other. And the best example is that Gibson Jimerson led this team with 21 points and made 2 threes. The rest of them, he was going to the basket. He was scoring on cuts. They were getting buckets inside. Some of their big guys had a couple of big buckets inside off of great passing. This was a clinic offensively today by SLU, and that bodes very well for them against VCU because they're going to have to be patient and also very smart without the ball on Saturday against that aggressive defense and find ways to get open. Of course, they're going to have to defend, but that's all about effort, whether you want to do it or not. On offense, it's about being smart and not turning the ball over. And based on what I saw today against the George Mason team that had to win to keep its season alive, SLU was really good at that. So I'm looking forward to it. I hope that they do it. Now, of course, I'm following Illinois and Mizzou and all of those teams, but they're in. You know, SLU is the team that you got to really, you know, if they lose a game, it's over. They're not going to make the tournament. So They've got to get these wins on Saturday and then hopefully Sunday.
Playing for their lives. Meanwhile, Mizzou with Tennessee tomorrow, that's a big one. And but like you said, they're in. So it's kind of, you get excited. Mizzou is one that fascinates me because I watch how they play and you know, we've all heard the old saying, live by the three, die by the three. This looks like a team that if they got hot and stayed hot for an extended period, they could run, they could go deep, like real deep. But,
yeah, they could.
But they could also be bounced in the first round.
I think you're on that correctly. I think that this game tomorrow will be tough for them. I think that Tennessee knows them very well and could end up knocking them out. It's amazing to think Tennessee was the favorite in the SEC, that they're the 5 seed and Missouri's the 4 with the double bye, but they achieved it and got it. I think Missouri is more dangerous in the NCAA tournament than they are in their own conference tournament because they're well known at this point. I think you go into the NCAA tournament, you're not used to playing Missouri, which is a very experienced, a lot of older players on this Mizzou team that know the little tricks of how to get open and how to make things happen. And when they start making threes, they'll bury it. I mean, they're very, very few teams like Missouri that can start dropping threes on you like they can. And if they don't, they won't be as effective. But I think Missouri could be a dangerous team in the tournament. We've seen in the past, it's been a while, but Missouri's had some teams that weren't seeded very high and then started to make the climb. And, you know, Quinn Snyder almost had a team that went to the Final Four back in 2002. I think that this is a Missouri team that could be dangerous. We'll see. But they've had some games this year where they've knocked off some really good teams, and it usually was because they were knocking down threes from the outside. And we'll see. I don't know. I think that March Madness just in general is wide open. I don't see one dominant team in the country at all. I mean, Houston is number one. I don't know. I can't say they're the best team in the country. Alabama, maybe.
Right.
Kansas, you know, is beatable. I think UCLA, maybe. But, you know, there's no dominant team. I think this is going to be a really fun tournament. Great bracket.
Tons and tons to look forward to. Tom, I have taken up enough of your time. Thank you so much for sitting in with us for a little while. Enjoy your time in Jupiter. Enjoy those unnamed temperatures that we would all be very jealous of if you were being specific. And you're very kind not to be.
I appreciate it. It really is an honor always to be able to represent the station down here, and looking forward to seeing the Cardinals coming out here. Opening day is 3 weeks from today.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait. Tom Ackerman, have a good night, sir.
Thanks, buddy.
It's 9:21. You're listening to At Your Service on Camo X.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
KMOX at your service, 9:25 on a Thursday night. George Sells with you until 10 o'clock. Talk a little more St. Louis City SC soccer right now. Joined by Mr. Soccer himself, Bill McDermott. Bill, how you doing this evening?
Fine, George. How you been?
Doing well, and I'm getting up to speed. You know, I was the layman. You know, I was the guy who would tune in for the World Cup every 4 years, but I'm getting on to it. I know what a pitch, a touchline, a kit, and a yellow card are. I'm getting there. And I think a lot of people are following along with me.
Oh, I can assure you they are, George. And as compared to years past, decades past, when we were begging, longing for games to be on television, now you turn around on the weekends, during the week, the Champions League on, English Premier League, Bundesliga, La Liga, on a regular basis. But what I really think, George, that totally changed it was the fact that the English Premier League started to be shown on NBC on Saturday and Sunday mornings. Not the NBC Sports Network, not MSNBC, not CSNBC, but NBC itself, the network. That was really a head-turner.
I bet. Tell me this, for you, as a guy who has spent years and years as the standard bearer for this sport in St. Louis, to see downtown St. Louis on this past Saturday, both the lead up to the match and then the match itself. What was that like for you? I would have to think that almost brought tears to your eyes.
You know what, George? Tremendous joy and satisfaction. That after all these years, all these decades, as a matter of fact, a century dating back to 1875, from the very first game, every one of us who was down at that game, either in the stadium, a surrounding venue, watching, knowing full well that we couldn't get in, maybe some people who didn't have a ticket, just wanted to be a part of it, we're all standing on the shadows of icons who brought so much to this city to make it the visible entity that it has been and will always continue to be for the sport in our country. There had to be a standard bearer for the sport in our country, and that was and is St. Louis. And now it has totally come full circle with the fact that now you are finally in Major League Soccer. And along with that, George, you're in Major League Soccer in an unprecedented fashion. And by that I mean everything is located in one centralized 31-acre footprint in downtown St. Louis. The stadium is magnificent. Everyone talks about that consistently, as they should. The surface is pristine. It looked fabulous on television. But right across the street are three training fields. The team headquarters, team retail shop, places for meetings, seminars, whatever. This is just totally, again, I use the word unprecedented in the history of the league dating back to 1996. So St. Louis has taken its logical place back at the overall top of the overall seedings, if you will, of the sport of soccer in our country, a place that they should occupy.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about what's going on the field. I've heard two schools of thought about the first two games. One of them is we're playing this exciting pressure style, and this intense pressure is forcing these mistakes that is allowing us to win matches. The other school of thought is four of our six goals that we've scored this year have come off of big mistakes by the other team. And the first time somebody comes out there and doesn't shoot themselves in the foot, we're going to get beat. Which is it?
Well, that remains to be seen. Well, I'll tell you one thing, George, with reference to your second point. I've been doing games, as you pointed out a little bit earlier, for a long time, 51 years. I have never seen in two consecutive weekends balls given away by the last defender, giving it to the top front-running forward for the opposition, and then clearly and easily scoring a goal. I don't know how that has happened, but there has been moments in the game where St. Louis City does not look like an expansion team. Now, I'm not naive or foolish enough. I don't think anybody else is either. There are 32 games left, all kinds of travel. Case in point, during or concluding the month of March, George, team goes out to Portland. They come back home to play on the 18th. They're at Portland this weekend, excuse me. Come home to play the 18th, San Jose. Then back out to play Real Salt Lake on the 25th. And that's the way it's going to be all year long. You're going to have difficult opponents, and that style in the dead heat of St. Louis. Now, there's plenty of depth on the team to be able to do that. They call it a high-energy drink style of soccer. A lot of other teams have tried it, George, and some have been successful. But when you start to do that in July, August, first part of September, it's not going to be it won't be real prevalent in July simply because from the 20th of July to the 20th of August, there's not going to be any games. There's a break for the Women's World Cup. But so far, Bradley Carnell and Luke Schreinenstiel, they have said to everyone, me included, that we intend to play that way against every opponent. Now, are those exceedingly lucky, those goals? Beyond lucky, stupendously lucky. Unheard of, as a matter of fact. Now, the first goal scored by Enzo Capetti, very nice goal for Charlotte. Then an own goal. So you get level on an own goal. You go ahead on a penalty kick. And then you get the third when someone passes, the center back passes it to Klaus. So it's bizarre.
Yeah,
it is
I couldn't believe what I was seeing, Bill. And I mean, you don't have to know the game to know that that is colossally boneheaded play.
You know, George, only three teams have done it. Only three expansion teams have done it. And that is when their first two games, the Chicago Fire in 1998, who, by the way, went on to win MLS Cup in 98. Unheard of. The Seattle Sounders in 2009 and LAFC in 2018. Now, two of the three are continually front runners in Major League Soccer, LAFC in particular. They started off in 18 with Bob Bradley, and they did have a St. Louis connection. Mike Sorber was their assistant coach, and they brought over Carlos Vega from Mexico, a Mexican national team. They catered to their Hispanic community. That's another area of huge success for Major League Soccer, along with number one, the soccer-specific stadium, and probably number two of that equation, cater to the makeup of the people in your neighborhood, around the stadium, around your city. The majority of people who are in your city cater to that population. And that's what a lot of teams have done in Major League Soccer, foremost among which right now is LAFC. So St. Louis is trying to do much the same with the all-inclusive aspect of the sports. Soccer has always been the great unifier, if you will, bringing various and assorted nationalities together. Well, that's the case with St. Louis FC. Various people from all over the world, literally. And what has worked very successfully for City is that in the first 6 months of last year and throughout the remainder of the year, George, a lot of the players who are playing right now, some of the farm players came over extremely early. And because St. Louis was granted that one more year by Commissioner Don Garber because of the pandemic, he said to have a proper inaugural year, you need one more year to truly get ready. And boy, did that year prove to be an absolute bonus for St. Louis City. Everything turned out superbly, along with the fact that so many of the players who are going to figure in the lineup were already with the team for a year. That's another thing that has never happened in the history of soccer, of Major League Soccer since 1996. So you could see that this team has bought into the trust the system aspect. Everyone talks about that, but they do indeed have a system. They have a working culture on this club, which is nonstop work. They want to combine with the players on the field to do what the people in the city do. Be nonstop hard workers, work for everything you have, and copy what St. Louis soccer players have always done in the past. All the various teams that have won national and international competition. And always, of course, as I mentioned, leaning on the shoulders, standing on the shoulders of icons, in particular people like the 1950 World Cup team that really gave St. Louis some international recognition.
Bill, what is the, in your view, the secret sauce, so to speak, for this team to get more level from a talent standpoint? And everything I've read is, you know, we're young, we don't have the same kind of talent, the same kind of established players other teams do. That's normal for an expansion team. But looking, reading through, you almost need a degree in calculus from MIT to figure out all the exceptions and variations and formulas of the MLS salary cap. And
well, you, George, we don't even have enough time left till if your show goes till midnight. I'm sorry, that's still not enough time.
Yeah, but long story short, though, is the answer finding the right couple of big name foreign players and being able to write the check? Is the answer finding more of these young guys that we develop ourselves and you know, catching lightning in a bottle and getting some kid that doesn't count against the salary cap at all that you grow at home? What is the way that you can achieve the higher level of talent and stay there like some of the more successful teams in the league have done?
Well, Lutz and Brad have said pretty much it would be the latter concept that you mentioned, George. They, to quote Lutz exactly, he doesn't need or want any big-time Charlies. He doesn't want a Lionel Messi, a Ronaldo, a Zlatan Ibrahimovic, a Thierry Henry, a Lothar Matthäus, Ramon Ramirez, people who have come over in various forms from various national teams. He wants to stick with younger players who are hungry to prove themselves, younger players, some of whom have played at a top level, in particular players like Leuven, who wears number 10, who has really caught my fancy as the real glue for this team so far. The offense seems to be running through him. Klaus, likewise, is doing a good job. The wide backs are doing a good job. But these are all somewhat young players, none of whom have a great deal of experience in Major League Soccer other than Tim Parker, the vice captain, the center back, and he's doing a wonderful job along with Kyle Hebert. They're pretty solid as a duo at center back. But I really think this team is not going to change with regard to its approach to Major League Soccer, and that is not go the way some of the other teams have gone by bringing in huge, big-time talent. Some of the teams around the league, when David Beckham first came over, Beckham was responsible for the DP charge, the designated player salary, which is between the agent, the player, and the owner of the club. And it does not affect the salary cap overall. Some teams have really jumped all over that. Some have not. St. Louis does indeed have designated players. Klaus Leuven and Roman Berkey has played superbly in the Bundesliga. So he has some rich competition in his past, too. So even though they are young players, some players have played at a very high level, and they do have their own degree of pedigree. And so far, so good. What they seem to be doing is working together very similar to what John Hackworth did with the MLS Next Pro team. Now, John, also unprecedented, he had a whole year to go.
Bill, I gotta cut it short. We're up against a break,
sure,
but I thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Oh, sure.
A lot of weeks to come. This is going to be a lot of fun this year. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. 32 games left, George.
All right, Bill McDermott, thank you so much. 9:39 on KMOX.
News Radio KMOX, the home of the Cardinals.
KMOX at your service. 9:43 on a Thursday night, coming down the stretch. We've got kind of a sports theme all night. We're going to move to something that's not quite sports, but maybe is as athletic as anything we've talked about. Circus Harmony. They do classes, among other things, teach kids how to do circus acts, circus, how would you even phrase it? I'm going to let Jessica Hentoff help me out. She's from Circus Harmony and joining us now live on KMOX to talk a little bit about the Juggler's Ball they've got coming up. The Juggling Ball fundraiser coming up at the City Museum on April 1st, which just sounds like fun in every way you can imagine. Jessica, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. And we do teach children. We also teach adults.
And that's what I wanted to get into is who is the person who wants to take circus lessons, so to speak, who wants to learn how to fly on the trapeze?
You'd be amazed. We do children as young as three, and we had a 93-year-old who was doing trapeze. Last semester, we had a 65-year-old man who had a unicycle in his garage for years and finally came to learn to ride it. We have jugglers of all ages and levels and abilities, and we also do shows all over town. You can book us for your next special event.
Now, I know you do a lot of work with kids. Reginald, WWE pro wrestler, is a Circus Harmony alumni. That's got to be one that's fun to talk about.
If he has his own action figure now, which that's a level of success that I don't have any other. I don't even know anybody else who has their own action figure. It's pretty exciting. And he came up through our program. We're throwing our juggling ball at City Museum, which is the home of Circus Harmony. On April 1st, it's an evening of dining, dancing, drinking, and daring. And tickets are on sale through our website at circusharmony.org. It's a pirate theme, so you can wear your puffy shirt. And it's going to be an incredibly fun evening.
Now, the daring parts. Are you going to have people trying out stunts for the first time when you're there at the City Museum that night?
No, that doesn't mix well with the drinking part.
Well, it might. Depends on who you ask.
Well, yeah. We have a very good safety record, and we want to keep it that way. But we are going to be premiering some acts from our upcoming show, Swashbuckle. So part of the reason we have a pirate theme for the fundraiser is we have a show the last three weekends in April called Swashbuckle, which is a pirate adventure. And that will be the first time people will get to see some of the acts from that upcoming show. Tickets just went on sale for that, and people can also get tickets to the show Swashbuckle at circusharmony.org.
Jessica, you founded Circus Harmony. I mean, you've been there from the get-go. Mm-hmm. Tell me, what to you has been the most rewarding thing as you now sit here in 2023 and look back at the work you've been able to do there?
Well, of course, I love to see our young people who have gone on and are touring around the world. Right now we have two with Cirque du Soleil in Spain, two with Seven Fingers in San Francisco, one in Australia, another one in Germany. We have a graduate who walks high wire with the Flying Melendez, but we also have a graduate who teaches, who's a fifth grade teacher at Ames Elementary School in St. Louis. We have graduates who are electricians, who are working on social policy. It's just wonderful to see these kids start by having success in the ring, doing a flip or juggling or flying on the trapeze, and then going out in the world and being successful. And the life skills that they learn while they're flipping, flying, and flinging apply to whatever they're doing. So it's that moment of, I can do this, and I can do this and make people smile, and I can do this working with others, because that's what we teach. It's all about working together towards a common goal to do something amazing.
So what is the most important thing? Is it athleticism? Is it daring? Is it just guts?
That's the thing about circus, is it's physical, absolutely, but it's also mental and it's emotional. It's being able to control your body, your mind, and your emotions. And you'd be amazed what people can accomplish, even little kids, but also older people. And it is, in fact, very athletic. But if you decide you can do something, We will give you the tools and you will accomplish it.
So cool. A little scary, I will admit. As a guy who doesn't like heights, I look at some of what your folks are doing out there and just shake my head in awe. So once again, it's going to be the Juggling Ball. It's April 1st at the City Museum. Jessica, do you want to give us the web address one more time where folks can get tickets?
CircusHarmony.org, and grab your tickets to Swashbuckle as well. But the Juggling Ball supports all of our outreach programs. We work with about 1,000 children throughout the St. Louis metropolitan area. And that's what the money will go to. So come on, have fun, and help a child fly.
All right. Jessica Hentoff from Circus Harmony, thank you so much for joining us on KMOX.
Thanks for having me.
It's 9:49. Back in a moment. KMOX at your service. Thursday night, coming down the stretch here, 9:53. I'm with you for just another couple of minutes until the 10 o'clock hour. And been doing sports all night. We're talking March Madness coming up in this next week. And it brings to mind, there's always that conversation, and you hear it constantly about college athletics and should the student athlete be paid, or is the scholarship enough? That sort of thing. And I've had a new viewpoint on all of this. I've got a 17-year-old, and we're starting to look at colleges. We've got also spinning the dials. New guy Kyle across from me here, who's still doing the college thing, and talking about the cost of college and what these scholarships for the various sports, I mean, we hear about football and basketball and stuff, but yeah, there are a lot of kids out there who are, you know, maybe not on a full ride, but they're getting scholarship money because they swim, they're in track, they're gymnastics, whatever. And maybe they're not at, you know, the big schools, the universities of Michigan or Missouri or Oklahoma or Texas or whatever, you know, maybe they're at a smaller school. But I'll tell you what, start looking at these prices for colleges, every little bit helps. Average tuition for a top 100 U.S. college, if you live in-state, almost $14,000 a year. We're a little better off in Missouri, the Missouri system. Mizzou is about $11,000. That's before you get into room and board, by the way. And never in my wildest dreams that I imagined I would say $11,000. Oh, that's cheap. But then you look at the University of Michigan, for example, if you want to go there from out of state, $55,000 a year, and that's before you've bought a meal or paid for a room. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. And you can keep going if you get into the private realm. Columbia University in New York, private school, Ivy League, all the things, $66,000 a year for tuition. It has gotten completely out of control. It's crazy. But the point being, though, all of these different sports that are out there, when you're thinking about how to spend your dollars to go out and go to a college sporting event, whatever the sport is, you know, you're helping some kids out indirectly. I mean, yeah, somebody's making some money off of it too, but the scholarship money that's being doled out there really matters to a lot of families. And so that's just something that had me thinking a little bit lately as I look at the college tuition rates of the different places that are sending mail to my house right now, and my jaw hits the floor. It's happening to a lot of families, but that's really something to see. You know, they talked about the tuition forgiveness, or the loan forgiveness, rather. That was a good break for those who are going to be able to take advantage of it. Just wonder what the government's going to be doing for the rest of us. Anybody want to step in with some tuition forgiveness? I think I can see some hands around here. I think I'll get some votes for that. Anyway, it has been a wonderful evening here on KMOX. It is 9:56. Shawn Michael Lyle and the news coming up next. And we'll catch you again soon here on KMOX. I'm George Sells. Pleasure being with you.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
News Radio KMOX, the home of the Cardinals.
KMOX at your service. 9:43 on a Thursday night, coming down the stretch. We've had kind of a sports theme all night. We're going to move to something that's not quite sports, but maybe is as athletic as anything we've talked about. Circus Harmony. They do classes, among other things, teach kids how to do circus acts, circus. How would you even phrase it? I'm going to let Jessica Hentoff help me out. She's from Circus Harmony and joining us now live on KMOX to talk a little bit about the Juggler's Ball they've got coming up. The Juggling Ball fundraiser coming up at the City Museum on April 1st, which just sounds like fun in every way you could imagine. Jessica, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. And we do teach children. We also teach adults.
And that's what I wanted to get into is who is the person who wants to take circus lessons, so to speak, who wants to learn how to fly on the trapeze?
You'd be amazed. We do children as young as three, and we had a 93-year-old who was doing trapeze. Last semester, we had a 65-year-old man who had a unicycle in his garage for years and finally came to learn to ride it. We have jugglers of all ages and levels and abilities, and we also do shows all over town. You can book us for your next special event.
Now, I know you do a lot of work with kids. Reginald, WWE pro wrestler, is a Circus Harmony alumni. That's got to be one that's fun to talk about.
If he has his own action figure now, which that's a level of success that I don't have any other. I don't even know anybody else who has their own action figure. It's pretty exciting. And he came up through our program. We're throwing our juggling ball at City Museum, which is the home of Circus Harmony. On April 1st, it's an evening of dining, dancing, drinking, and daring. And tickets are on sale through our website at circusharmony.org. It's a pirate theme, so you can wear your puffy shirt. And it's going to be an incredibly fun evening.
Now, the daring parts. Are you going to have people trying out stunts for the first time when you're there at the City Museum that night?
No, that doesn't mix well with the drinking part.
Well, it might. Depends on who you ask.
Well, yeah. We have a very good safety record, and we want to keep it that way. But we are going to be premiering some acts from our upcoming show, Swashbuckle. So part of the reason we have a pirate theme for the fundraiser is we have a show the last three weekends in April called Swashbuckle, which is a pirate adventure. And that will be the first time people will get to see some of the acts from that upcoming show. Tickets just went on sale for that, and people can also get tickets to the show Swashbuckle at circusharmony.org.
Jessica, you founded Circus Harmony. I mean, you've been there from the get-go. Mm-hmm. Tell me, what to you has been the most rewarding thing as you now sit here in 2023 and look back at the work you've been able to do there?
Well, of course, I love to see our young people who have gone on and are touring around the world. Right now we have two with Cirque du Soleil in Spain, two with Seven Fingers in San Francisco, one in Australia, another one in Germany. We have a graduate who walks high wire with the Flying Melendez, but we also have a graduate who teaches, who's a fifth grade teacher at Ames Elementary School in St. Louis. We have graduates who are electricians, who are working on social policy. It's just wonderful to see these kids start by having success in the ring, doing a flip or juggling or flying on the trapeze, and then going out in the world and being successful. And the life skills that they learn while they're flipping, flying, and flinging apply to whatever they're doing. So it's that moment of, I can do this, and I can do this and make people smile, and I can do this working with others, because that's what we teach. It's all about working together towards a common goal to do something amazing.
So what is the most important thing? Is it athleticism? Is it daring? Is it just guts?
That's the thing about circus, is it's physical, absolutely, but it's also mental and it's emotional. It's being able to control your body, your mind, and your emotions. And you'd be amazed what people can accomplish, even little kids, but also older people. And it is, in fact, very athletic. But if you decide you can do something, we will give you the tools and you will accomplish it.
So cool. A little scary, I will admit. As a guy who doesn't like heights, I look at some of what your folks are doing out there and just shake my head in awe. So once again, it's going to be the Juggling Ball. It's April 1st at the City Museum. Jessica, do you want to give us the web address one more time where folks can get tickets?
CircusHarmony.org, and grab your tickets to Swashbuckle as well. But the Juggling Ball supports all of our outreach programs. We work with about 1,000 children throughout the St. Louis metropolitan area. And that's what the money will go to. So come on, have fun, and help a child fly.
All right. Jessica Hentoff from Circus Harmony, thank you so much for joining us on KMOX.
Thanks for having me.
It's 9:49. Back in a moment. KMOX at your service. Thursday night, coming down the stretch here, 9:53. I'm with you for just another couple of minutes until the 10 o'clock hour. And been doing sports all night. We're talking March Madness coming up in this next week. And it brings to mind, there's always that conversation, and you hear it constantly about college athletics and should the student athlete be paid, or is the scholarship enough? That sort of thing. And I've had a new viewpoint on all of this. I've got a 17-year-old, and we're starting to look at colleges. We've got also spinning the dials. New guy Kyle across from me here, who's still doing the college thing, and talking about the cost of college and what these scholarships for the various sports, I mean, we hear about football and basketball and stuff, but yeah, there are a lot of kids out there who are, you know, maybe not on a full ride, but they're getting scholarship money because they swim, they're in track, they're gymnastics, whatever. And maybe they're not at, you know, the big schools, the universities of Michigan or Missouri or Oklahoma or Texas or whatever. You know, maybe they're at a smaller school. But I'll tell you what, start looking at these prices for colleges. Every little bit helps. Average tuition for a top 100 U.S. college, if you live in-state, almost $14,000 a year. We're a little better off in Missouri, the Missouri system. Mizzou is about $11,000. That's before you get into room and board, by the way. And never in my wildest dreams that I imagined I would say $11,000. Oh, that's cheap. But then you look at the University of Michigan, for example, if you want to go there from out of state, $55,000 a year, and that's before you've bought a meal or paid for a room. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. And you can keep going if you get into the private realm. Columbia University in New York, private school, Ivy League, all the things, $66,000 a year for tuition. It has gotten completely out of control. It's crazy. But the point being, though, all of these different sports that are out there, when you're thinking about how to spend your dollars to go out and go to a college sporting event, whatever the sport is, you know, you're helping some kids out indirectly. I mean, yeah, somebody's making some money off of it too, but the scholarship money that's being doled out there really matters to a lot of families. And so that's just something that had me thinking a little bit lately as I look at the college tuition rates of the different places that are sending mail to my house right now, and my jaw hits the floor. It's happening to a lot of families, but that's really something to see. You know, they talked about the tuition forgiveness, or the loan forgiveness, rather. That was a good break for those who are going to be able to take advantage of it. Just wonder what the government's going to be doing for the rest of us. Anybody want to step in with some tuition forgiveness? I think I can see some hands around here. I think I'll get some votes for that. Anyway, it has been a wonderful evening here on KMOX. It is 9:56. Shawn Michael Lyle and the news coming up next. And we'll catch you again soon here on KMOX. I'm George Sells. Pleasure being with you. KMOX at your service. Thursday night, coming down the stretch here, 9:53. I'm with you for just another couple of minutes until the 10 o'clock hour. And been doing sports all night. We're talking March Madness coming up in this next week. And it brings to mind, there's always that conversation, and you hear it constantly about college athletics and should the student athlete be paid, or is the scholarship enough? That sort of thing. And I've had a new viewpoint on all of this. I've got a 17-year-old, and we're starting to look at colleges. We've got also spinning the dials. New guy Kyle across from me here, who's still doing the college thing, and talking about the cost of college and what these scholarships for the various sports, I mean, we hear about football and basketball and stuff, but yeah, there are a lot of kids out there who are, you know, maybe not on a full ride, but they're getting scholarship money because they swim, they're in track, they're gymnastics, whatever. And maybe they're not at, you know, the big schools, the universities of Michigan or Missouri or Oklahoma or Texas or whatever. You know, maybe they're at a smaller school. But I'll tell you what, start looking at these prices for colleges. Every little bit helps. Average tuition for a top 100 U.S. college, if you live in-state, almost $14,000 a year. We're a little better off in Missouri, the Missouri system. Mizzou is about $11,000. That's before you get into room and board, by the way. And never in my wildest dreams that I imagined I would say $11,000. Oh, that's cheap. But then you look at the University of Michigan, for example, if you want to go there from out of state, $55,000 a year, and that's before you've bought a meal or paid for a room. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. And you can keep going if you get into the private realm. Columbia University in New York, private school, Ivy League, all the things, $66,000 a year for tuition. It has gotten completely out of control. It's crazy. But the point being, though, all of these different sports that are out there, when you're thinking about how to spend your dollars to go out and go to a college sporting event, whatever the sport is, you know, you're helping some kids out indirectly. I mean, yeah, somebody's making some money off of it too, but the scholarship money that's being doled out there really matters to a lot of families. And so that's just something that had had me thinking a little bit lately as I look at the college tuition rates of the different places that are sending mail to my house right now, and my jaw hits the floor. It's happening to a lot of families, but that's really something to see. You know, they talked about the tuition forgiveness, or the loan forgiveness, rather. That was a good break for those who are going to be able to take advantage of it. Just wonder what the government's going to be doing for the rest of us. Anybody want to step in with some tuition forgiveness? I think I can see some hands around here. I think I'll get some votes for that. Anyway, it has been a wonderful evening here on KMOX. It is 9:56. Shawn Michael Lyle and the news coming up next. And we'll catch you again soon here on KMOX. I'm George Sells. Pleasure being with you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.